Perek Yud Mishnah Vav. Chavis, you have a barrel which is mukefes tamid psiol. It has a proper seal on it to protect it from tuma. Shinikva, they got punctured, got a hole in it. Usasamua shimarim, and the sediments inside the barrel is what sealed up the hole. So the sealing is coming from the interior of the barrel. Hitzi luha, it'll protect the barrel and put it back in the category of tamid psiol. And this follows like the Chachamim in the previous Mishnah, that Yesh Tamid Psil Mibifnim, that we do apply the principle of Tamid Psil from the interior of the barrel, not just from the exterior. What about Pekaka Bizmaira? He clogged up the hole with branches. So Ad Shimareach Min Hatzdadim. He has to also smear the size of where he put the branches in that hole in order to make it a proper Tamid Psil. But if he doesn't smear the sides, just stuffing up with branches is not enough. And the bartender explains, Ad Shimareach, Saviv Lezmaira Min Hatzdadim. He has to smear around the branches, around the sides from where he stuffed it in. Av Alzmaira Asma, but on the branches itself, Lo Boy Meruach, there's no need to smear the actual branches. The branches themselves will cork that hole properly. But around the branches is where you need to smear up in order to properly seal that hole. Hayushtayim. Now, what happens if there were two branches? It wasn't just a bunch, but it was only two. So then, Ad Shemirach Menatzdadin Ubein Zmar Lachavarta. You have to smear up the sides, and also between the two branches, you have to smear up in order to properly seal that kind of patch. Mishnah continues, Neser, you have a board. Shu Nosen Al Piatanor is placed over the mouth of a Tanor. So Im Meruach Menatzdadin, if you smear the sides of it, Hitzil, it's a proper Tzamid Psil. Hayu shnayim, if it was two boards, so then ad shmirach min hatzdadin ubein nesed l'chaverei. Then you have to shmir the sides and between the two boards to make it a proper tzamid psil. And the bartender explains, neser is pshutikli eitz, just a flat piece of wood. Okay, fine. The Mishnah continues, asa'an besinin. So sinin is shenosan bein nesed l'chaverei. Between each board, he places sinin. That's klipos dakos shel sne, the thin peels of a sneva bush. So he puts like these like brambles in between these two boards. Or I bishugman. Shugman is klipi eight shel shugman. It's these peels of wood of this shugman tree. Ve'osan klipin nazan benetel, and he places these peels between the two boards in order to be mechaber to attach them together. So in these cases of using sinin or shugman that it places between the two boards, eino tzarich mareach min ha'emtza, there'd be no need to smear up the middle because they would serve as a proper seal for that middle area. At Mishnah Zayin, we open up with an essential introduction from the Kahati. In Masechta Olos, we're going to learn sha'ol shekol mimidav hin l'kol b'chus tevach, an ol, a tent. Its minimum shear, its minimum size, is a tefach, meaning arkei tefach, v'rafei tefach, v'goyvei chalolei tefach. The length, the width, and the height is a minimum of a tefach, so a perfect square. So that's going to be deemed, harayu mevi es ha-tuma. That's going to be deemed an oel, a tent, to bring in the tuma, meaning shem nimtes tumas meis tachtav. If there's tumas meis beneath this oel, like inside this oel, then anything found in that whole oel along with the meis will be tame. And chotitz bifnei hatuma, meaning if the tuma is outside of the oel, then everything which is inside of the oel will be protected from becoming tame. Haryu matzal koma shebetocho milhi tame. So these are the two concepts that we have in an oel and the size of an oel. Now, Cain, we also learn over there in Oelos, Sha'akelim, utensils, Shoyne dinam min ha'oelim. Their halachic status is different than that of an oel, that of a tent. Shemavim es atuma, yes, they will be metame anything within the kli. Aval eina mechotzim bifnei atuma, but they will not provide as a chatzitza, as a barrier before a tuma which is outside of it. She'ein kli nasa oel. A kli cannot become a oel. However, shoinim oisim ha'kelim shininim mishnah alef, the kelim that we learned in Mishnah Aleph in our parak will be different. She'mikol mako matzilim him, they will protect amash betocham, and that which is inside of them, with a tzamid psil. So mikan, from here, nishnasham, we learned there in Oelos, that there's a difference between a tanur chadash, a new tanur, and a tanur yeshan, an old tanur. Meaning, a tanur chadash, a new tanur, is tanur shel chayrus, an earthenware tanur, shel husak adayin, that was not fired up yet, the eino mekabel tumah, therefore it's not mekabel tumah. Whereas a tanur yeshan, an old tanur, that's a tanur that was already fired up, with the heat that'll make it hot enough to bake these sufkanim, like these donuts or these crackers. Shazuhi gmar malachta, that completes the gmar malacha of the tanur, in order to consider it a proper kli to be makabel tumah. So the tanur yashan, the old tanur, since now it's a proper kli, eino matzel al mash betocho, it will not protect that which is inside of it, elim kenei amukaf tzamed psil, unless it has a proper tzamed psil on it, like all other kelim, kishar kelim hametzilim, like other kelim that will protect. Meaning when a regular kli has a tzamed psil, it will protect that which is inside of it. So the tanur yashan, if it does not have the tzamed psil, it will not protect what's inside of it. If it does have a tzamed psil, then it will protect that which is inside of it. But whereas a tanur chadash, it's not a kli yet. Eino kekli l'inyan zeh. Elohu nasa, oh, it's still deemed an oel, because it hasn't turned to a kli yet. And therefore, matzah amal shbetocho v'kisa b'vad. As long as the tanur chadash is covered, as long as the tanur chadash, the new one, is covered, it will protect that which is inside of it without a tzamed psil. Shekein chotei tu b'fnei ha'tuma k'din oel, because it'll serve as a chatzitza before tuma, like the din of an oel. Because a tanur chadash is really like a oel, since it has not turned into a kli yet. So with that in mind, the Mishnah is going to teach a case where you have a Tanur Yashan and you have a Tanur Chadash that are one within the other. We'll have a case where the Yashan is inside the Chadash and where the Chadash is inside the Yashan. Says the Mishnah, Tanur Yashan betoch hechadash. You have a Tanur Yashan placed inside a Tanur Chadash. Betoch ha-Tanur shadayin lehusak. So Tanur Yashan is inside the Tanur Chadash, meaning the Tanur Chadash was not fired up yet, and therefore it's not a kli, and therefore it's not makabel tumah. And ve'omdim heim ba'ol ha-meis. Now, the two of them together are standing in an ol ha-meis. Usrida. Now, there's a covering, kind of like an ariva, like a wicker basket. Al pi ha-yashan, over the mouth of the Tanur Yashan. Hainu ala tanur, apnimi, on the inner tanur. Ve'ein ha-srida b'mareches betit. The srida is not shmeared with tit. Ve'ein kan tzamed psil, and there is no tzamed psil over here. So, nitil ha-yashan, usrida nofeles. Im, kishinatil ha-tanur ha-yashan, if when you remove the tanur yashan, the srida will just fall off. She'ein ha-srida rechava, the srida is not wide enough. El gedil chasos es ha-yashan, is only wide enough to cover up the yashan, not the chadash. So I'll call tame, everything will be tame, meaning the tanur yashan, which is a kli, ein yachol ha-hatza alav tamei psil, could only protect when it has a tamei psil. Very ein alav tamei psil, and here there is no tamei psil, so it certainly becomes tamei. And the tanur chadash shadayin le'naas kli has not turned into a kli yet, so yachol ha-yamnam la-hatza amash betocho mishum oel, it could protect that which is inside of it because of oel. Ilu hasrida ha'yisena smachaslav had this srida been on top of it and serving as a covering, and then its mouth would have been covered, because shekein kol ha'matzel mishum oel, anything that can protect because of oel, there's no need for a tzamed psil. Aval, however, hoyel ve'ina hasrida smachaslav, since the srida did not reach the tanur chadash, so it comes out the mouth is mikul, it's revealed, and therefore it's just open and it's not serving, it's not doing any kind of protection. Hari ein yachol hatzel mishum oel, cannot protect because of oel, and therefore it also will become tummy. So everything will become tummy in this case. Ve'im lav, now ve'im ein hasfida nafalas kishinatel hayashan, if had you remove the tanur yashan, the sfida would not fall off. It stays in place to also protect the tanur chadash. So then I call tar, everything is tar, because the tanur chadash is now covered with a sfida via the tanur yashan's sfida. And therefore, it'll protect al koma shebetocho, everything which is inside of it. Meaning, it'll protect itself and also tanur yashan, which is inside of it, because of oel, because it's serving like an oel. Now, what about the flip case? What happens if the tanur chadash is placed inside betocha yashan? So now the tanur chadash is inside the tanur yashan, and they're both standing in the oel ha-meis. Usrida al pi ha-yashan, and the srida is placed over the tanur hachitz on the outer tanur, which is the tanur ha-yashan. And v'iminatel tanor, if you remove the tanor yashan, lo tipul hasvida, the svida will not fall into the chadash. Sorry, lo tipul hasvida lo tocha chadash ela al pip. The svida will not fall into the tanor chadash. Rather, it will land on the mouth of the tanor chadash. She came piv tsar mi piv shel yashan, because the tanor chadash's mouth is more narrow than the tanor yashan's mouth. So now, im ein bein chadash l'svida poseach tefach. If you don't have between the new tanor and the svida a poseach tefach, meaning she'ein goyve tefach, you don't have a height of a tefach between the svida, which is on top of the tanor yashan, to the lip of the tanor chadash, then kol shebechadash tar. Everything in the chadash, everything in the tanor chadash will be tar. Sheroam es ha'svida, we view the svida as if it's resting on top of the mouth of the tanor chadash. And therefore, the Tanah Chadash will protect Akol Ma Shebetachon, everything which is inside of it, because of Oel, like the din of an Oel. However, the Tanah Yasham, which is Shebechus, which is outside the Tanah Chadash, will be Tamei, because it's not Mukha for the Tamei Psil, and it's deemed a Kli, and just placing the Shreed on top of it does not suffice. So therefore, the Tanah Yashan in this case will be Tamei, but the Tanah Chadash will be Tar.